No peace.
No food.
No peace.
No Medicare.
No peace.
No Social Security.
No peace.
No immigration reform.
No peace.
We got the beat back. This is attack. We got to beat back.
Community group members and other residents stood across the street from the former headquarters of Cablevision Industries, where founder Alan Gary and his wife Sandra hosted Speaker Boehner, along with people who paid as much as $2,600 to attend. Many of the protesters, including Kingston-based social worker and community organizer Arthur Zakowitz, said the attraction was an opportunity to get Boehner's attention.
So I think it's Boehner that a lot of people are here for, because you know, he really represents, he's the face of what's wrong in Washington right now.
Kat Fisher is a community organizer with Citizen Action in the Hudson Valley.
Speaker Boehner, Congressman Gibson, and Republicans in Washington are clearly out of touch with what's happening here in the Hudson Valley. Instead of creating jobs, investing in our communities, giving kids a head start, fixing our broken immigration system, and protecting our environment, their extreme Washington politics are dividing this country.
Though it was not the first time Boehner had attended a fundraiser for Gibson, Gibson says it reportedly was the first time Boehner had ever visited Sullivan County and the first time a House Speaker had ever visited the county. Tuesday's event raised more than $100,000 for Gibson's 2014 re-election campaign, with 90% of the attendees from Gibson's 19th district, which stretches across 11 counties. Invitations to the fundraiser were accompanied by a letter from Gibson citing a potential challenge from a near billionaire. That would be Sean Eldridge, Democrat and Ulster County resident and founder of Kingston-based Hudson River Ventures. In Gibson's letter, he says the funds would help him rebut the negative attacks that are coming and win decisively again. Here's Gibson after the fundraiser.
We have to be able to raise the resources to compete. I mean, Allison, you saw what happened last fall. I mean, you saw the campaign. I mean, look, it's a reality. I mean, I don't like it. But if you want to make a difference in a democracy, you've got to get in.
Kathleen Taylor, who works for Ulster BOCES and is a teachers union member, says she wants to give Gibson the benefit of the doubt, but has reservations.
What my fear is when I see Congressman Gibson with Boehner is that ultra-conservatism will start to really rear its head, and I'm afraid of that.
Taylor and Sullivan BOCES employee Patrick McCarthy say that while they have not agreed with most of Gibson's votes, they did send him a thank you note for his votes on the following.
The special education vote. He voted in favor of the special education.
Yes, that's right.
So that was something that he voted for recently.
And the, no school district left unpunished.
Yes.
The reform.
Right.
Mary Clark is regional director of the Southern Tier for Citizen Action. After the protest, she was planning to continue to deliver her message in Binghamton, where she says Boehner was headed to dine in one of the area's finer restaurants. First, though, she had a message for Gibson.
And I wish he would get out of his car and actually come talk to real people. People were here today talking how vital these programs are to them personally and about the budget cuts, how people are losing their jobs, Head Starts are laying off teachers. It's just a nightmare out here. And instead, he's up there talking to people who can pay $2,500 a plate. And he's not talking to the real people who are feeling the real pain.
Gibson says he was unable to stop because of meetings, but his door has been and continues to be open.
I have met with the folks of Citizen Action on a number of occasions, and I saw some very familiar faces out there. Yes, indeed, my schedule. I had meetings up here that I had to get to, so I wasn't able to stop then, but my door is open, and I have more open time this month. So I say to folks who want to meet with me, I'm routinely holding meetings in my local offices. So please reach out. You can do so by calling my scheduler at 202-225-5614. Again, 202-225-5614. And I would look forward to that meeting.
Fundraiser Alan Gary also founded Bethelwood Center for the Arts as part of an effort to stimulate growth in Sullivan County. Congressman Gibson says he is all the more humbled by Gary's hosting the fundraiser. Gary had previously supported Democratic Congressman Maurice Hinchey, who retired earlier this year.
Boehner, Gibson, too extreme. Don't destroy the American dream. Boehner, Gibson, too extreme. Don't destroy the American dream.
Tracy Givens is with the Southern Dutchess NAACP. She wants Gibson to turn away from his fellow Republicans.
Congressman Gibson needs to not pay attention to his party, and he needs to pay attention to the representatives that he's supposed to, the people he's supposed to represent. He needs to pay attention to what his district needs. They need jobs. They need food.
Gibson says he does listen and evaluates.
I think my role is to listen to everyone, whether that be Occupy Wall Street, Tea Party, everybody in between, and to sort through what I've heard, to reflect on the constitutionality of what's being brought forward, to see if it's in the best interest of our constituents, if it's going to grow this economy so that everyone gets a shot, if it's going to help us get back to a balanced budget eventually so that future generations get those choices, how it stands in relation to freedoms. If it's in line with those, I'm going to support it, regardless of who, you know, of which party brings it forward.
Despite cries from protesters that he votes lockstep with Speaker Boehner, Gibson points out he has voted independently roughly one quarter of the time. Nevertheless, protesters say he and Boehner should be raising taxes on corporations and the wealthy and steering clear of budget cuts that hurt the rest of the population. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.